morning.
Good morning. This is Rebecca.
Darlene.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, Darlene.
Darlene, and who was the first one?
Rebecca.
Rebecca, good morning. How are
good
you?
Good morning. I'm fine. I'm cold.
Darlene, how are you doing?
Good morning.
I'm doing good. Okay. Pretty good. I, you know, I had slipped down, I missed the bottom step of the flight of stairs, and so I fell the day before, and, but I went to the doctor yesterday, got an x-ray done and of my right ankle, and nothing broken.
Wow, good for you.
Just sprained.
Good.
Well, it feels better today.
Darlene,
Did
you put the wrap on?
Yes.
Because my son used to do that when he was playing basketball, and he would come hobbling home, and this is before the elastin, I could use the far infrared, he put the wrap on and could not believe how quickly it came back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I immediately put the little mini inside my sock at that time, but, and then I used everything else, the power mag and all that stuff, so it really does help.
And who else is with us?
This is Harry, if I'm still hearable.
Good morning, Way. How are you doing? And
I'm
who else?
Good.
Well, somebody else just clicked in.
Hello.
Who's this?
This is Mary Lou.
Mary Lou, good morning.
Good morning.
Anyone else like to say hi?
Hi, it's Betty.
Betty, good morning to you.
Good morning, Char.
You're back there where it's cold?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Well, we're still doing good. Still no freeze.
Oh, wow. Our wind chill is 15. Is that cold enough?
Oh.
Wow.
Yes, I would say so. Good morning. What part of the country just came on? We're on to Friday, the last day of the business week. Well, for most people, Saturday counts too, I know, but many. Okay, so how are we doing for getting ready for Thanksgiving? More new thoughts anyone has or questions? I'm looking for my sheet that had my great ideas on it.
I decided yesterday that it's time to be experimental, and I went to the grocery store, and I'm going to make soup today that I've never made before, and I'm just throwing in lots of veggies and lots of beans. Should be very interesting.
That sounds like empty the refrigerator.
I'd never made, well, it's because when we went out to Wild Oats for lunch on Wednesday, there was a soup there that seemed to be like this. It was a tomato base, and it had beans in it and rice, and I mean, just wonderful stuff in it, and it actually tasted good, so I thought maybe I can do that. I didn't copy down the ingredients, but for some reason they had vegetable oil in there. I have no clue why. I certainly never put oil in any soup I make. I don't know what the oil is.
That's because they usually start out sautéing the vegetables.
Probably, yeah. And then next to it there was a French onion. In fact, a guy standing next to me was reading the ingredients, also a young guy, and he said, why do they have vegetable oil in that one and canola in this one? I said, you're absolutely right. He said, I don't eat beef anymore. So we started a little conversation there. He has problems with his gallbladder and doesn't eat red meat. And I said, do you drink milk? Or do you use milk products? He said, yeah, I know I shouldn't. I said, I'm not judging. So then when he walked away, I kind of followed him a minute later. I said, you know, if you're really serious about maybe getting off of milk, and I gave him the name of the China study.
Good.
But the soup was really good. Then that's what kind of spurred this idea in my head. I have no idea how much this is going to end up being, so I don't know how many pans I'm going to be using, but I bought a bunch of beans and just some veggies and frozen stuff, and it should be interesting.
Yeah, I've heard of stone soup, but I guess you don't have to buy stone soup since I came here. You know, each kid's bring out his vegetables and beans and stuff, and they throw them all together, and it all tastes good.
It does, you know, you can't really, I don't think you can go wrong putting stuff together. You might decide that you one flavor jumped out at you more, and next time cut it back, or maybe not enough, and next time have more of it to add in. But, you know, it doesn't really matter, because any way you do it, to me, it comes out good. What matters to me is that I fall into a routine when I do that. And when I have a recipe, I will go and do the recipe the first time the way they say it, and then the second time, you know, I'll just do anything. And so I always write down what I'm doing, what I'm putting in it, except this last time I didn't, and Denny kept saying, oh, that's really good, and I've had several people that tasted it over the last few days say, oh, can I have the recipe? Well, that one I didn't write down, so no, I don't. So that's my only thought, Nancy, is write down approximately how much you're putting in of different things.
Okay.
So that either way, you've got it. That's a habit of mine now.
Any suggestions on spices?
Well, what are your vegetables? Now, let me ask you this way. What type of flavoring do you lean towards? Like your Middle East or Italian? You like the oreganos, the basil?
I thought of those.
Thyme. See, there's combinations. And Jeannie is really good at this. There's certain ones that go together to give different types of flavor, like the Mexican flavor. Mexican always seems to have corn and rice in with what they do.
And then Indian tend to use a lot of cumin and curries, you know, different. Yeah, we can't throw Indian versus Italian in because and then it's so funny. So that's why, the combination
right.
So
I don't like to mix those two types of flavoring together because then they throw me right now I'm on, what is it, allspice cinnamon, third one that I used in that the other day.
In soup?
It doesn't matter whether it's in soup or whether it's in rice or whatever it's in. Just using then there are certain vegetables, like in the Middle East, they use a lot of eggplant, see?
I don't have eggplant.
That would be a common one to put in those seasons.
I would never think of putting eggplant in soup. Interesting.
Oh. Interesting, yeah. A lot of different ones, so, yeah, that'll be fun. Well, I had an interesting one page that I pulled out of the newspaper a couple of days ago, and I pulled it out because it's a full-page ad in our local. Is that better, guys? I got the mouthpiece up. In our local newspaper, a full one page, and the top of the ad reads, and this I thought, oh wow, awareness. When people awareness, and then slamming the other guy, of course, like they do in advertising and in the media now. When people compare these ingredients, 7 out of 10 would rather eat Select Harvest trademark or Progresso, and they're talking about soup. They got a bigger than life. A picture of a Progresso soup, and then next to it, Select Harvest by Campbell's. And under the Progresso, it lists the ingredients, and under the each of them, it lists the ingredients. So under Progresso, the one that's highlighted is a long paragraph. Under Progresso, the one item that's highlighted and an arrow out to the side with MSG, monosodium glutamate, hydrolyzed vegetable protein. I'll get it out, yeah. And on the other side, nothing's highlighted. It's just vegetables and natural flavoring and chicken fat. That's not highlighted. Calcium chloride is not highlighted. And contains less than 2% 2% of sodium. That's not highlighted. Anyway, that's on the
supposedly the good side, and then down below it says Progresso with a plate of soup and all and a pile of natural vegetables. It says, in the picture, it says Progresso adds MSG to over 50 of their soups. Meanwhile, Cal has 124 soups with no MSG added, and none of our new Select Harvest soups contain MSG. Enjoy. Real ingredients, real taste. But what are they trying to do? You know, the public's becoming aware of MSG. They're looking for soups that don't have it. So here we go, guys, by our brand. So does that mean awareness is coming up a tad bit, guys?
Well, so.
Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, it is. Because I was just picking up a natural magazine at a health.
Oops, we lost you. Way, we lost you. You came out of it? Way, Kaplunk came out. Can anyone else hear her?
No.
We can hear she's talking.
To herself?
Yeah, way.
But she must not have it in her ear.
Well, she could have it in her ear, but she can't hear me, so. Way, you're unplugged. She's still talking. That's why she can't hear it.
Poor way.
Anyway, when she discovers she's got it out. But the back side of the page, anybody else want to comment on that? The back side's even more fun. Okay, so the back side, that's the full page. On the back side, a little...
My headset fell out.
Yeah, your headset fell out. We're on the back side, so just a second here, and then you can go back to what you were saying. There's a quarter page ad, and it's highlighted, and it says, with a big border around it, and it says, as heard on radio. Okay, then in huge letters, it says, freeze the grease, save the drain. Now, this is fun. Freeze the grease, save the drain. Okay, underneath. Prevent messy sewer backups in your home. Pour all bacon, fried chicken, and other cooking grease into a can. Place a can in the freezer. Wait. Toss it into the trash. Call now. Receive your own. Freeze the grease. Save the drain. Do-it-yourself kit. Absolutely free. The kit includes a grease scraper, a plastic lid that fits metal cans, and easy-to-follow directions. So easy, anyone can do it. And on the other side, there's a picture of a fry pan being tipped into with grease dripping into a tin can and a lid laying beside it. And next to it, it says, step one, pour the grease into the can. Step two, freeze the can. Step three, toss the can into the trash. Call now, and then the phone number. Okay, guess who it's sponsored by?
The Heart Association? No.
Oh, no. It's sponsored by your local sewer utility.
Now,
is that hysterical? Because the first thought that came to my mind, and when I read it to Denny, he didn't even let me finish. He says, save the drain? How about save your life? Get rid of it. And I come up with a runner-up ad. Something like, oh, it seems that we have had a response on this ad, and we'd like to go a step further. We found a really easy solution. Rid the grease, save your life. Anyway, and then I went on. I had more ideas. My brain kicks in and does goofy things when I read goofy ads like that, because can you imagine freeze the grease, save the drain?
You could look at it.
Well, you know, when you can look at your house, it's like that house you and the pipe representing your pretty much your output, your sewer, your blood flow, and then the toilet representing the waste, and everything in the house really represents who you are. And if you look at some data, save your house pipe, because if that's clogged up, and it just blocks up everything, and you know, when you compare it to a vessel in your body, an artery in your body. So.
Well, you know what I think we ought to do? I think we ought to do, each of us do a little bit of thought on this, and we ought to collectively come up with a follow-up ad and title it Community Service Ad. Uh-huh. And see if they would sponsor this, and we would back them in all that they're doing, and let them pay for the ads.
Was that in your paper, Shar?
This is in the newspaper, yeah. It's printed in the newspaper. They paid a reasonable price, I'm sure, to have a quarter-page ad to save the drain and advertise that for the sewer system. So if they're thinking green, of course, obviously, but, you know, why don't we do the real message if we're going to go to that extent and really make something count? Because it's too hard. They don't figure, well, they don't even think of that, I'm sure, first of all. But the other thing is, you know, for the average person, that would be too hard to do that, you know, to cut out animal product in your diet. My gosh, how are you going to do that, everybody? And then, of course, you get the politics coming against you, saying, no, we don't want that put in our newspaper because we'll lose other, but it's supposed to be, you know, the freedom of speech. So, anyway, my brain just went in all kinds of directions when I read that because I thought it was very funny, but in a sense, it wasn't funny because we shouldn't be that stupid in the first place.
How about a letter to the editor?
There you go. There you go. Great idea.
I love that. I think it's a great idea to do a response to that.
Yep, that's a great idea.
Because then you can say, because it's your opinion, you know?
Yes.
See, there's a reason that you're still in Portland.
Yeah, I wouldn't have had this goofy ad, would
right.
I?
Right.
Wow, because it's a block of brain. What do you know? When it's on show to you, what do you think it just can do in your artery? You know,
you know, we need to get some really good verbiage going in, guys. And so put it to work and start jotting things down. And let's talk about it over the next few days. And we'll come up with something that really sounds good because my brain's going many directions right now. So I'm not going to take full responsibility for it. Okay.
If it isn't good for your external plumbing, what makes you think it's good for your internal plumbing?
There you go.
All right.
I need my, where's my notepad so I can write some of this down?
Char, remember the Vitamix? They had a booklet that came with it once, and it showed a man on the front, or a person, and it had all these different foods inside of it. It had like hot dogs and potato chips and, you know, showed the pictures on the inside of this person's body. And then it showed another man that was slimmer and it had vegetables and fruits. And did you ever see that?
Where was it?
It was with the Vitamix.
Oh, man.
It was one of their...
I do remember seeing it.
I have to see if I can find that. But anyway,
that would be good.
A picture of that, you know.
Yeah.
Putting in good things rather than we could have cans of grease inside the body and then fruits and vegetables inside the body.
Pipe. I'm still writing pipes relating to our shirt.
Yeah, arteries and veins inside your body, blood vessels. They're not eating raw, they clog up the other drain, big drain toilet as well. You know, when you think of it, when they do it right, it's just nice and flush through. They wouldn't have plumbing problems, sewage problems.
Elimination,
you think along that line, because that, you know, it's...
Elimination problems.
Yeah.
Eliminate your elimination.
Yeah, eliminate your elimination. But yeah, otherwise it's just like blue inside the body. I mean, there's so many pictures, a graphic thing that you can think that now we have to try to figure out how to describe into words.
Okay, so we can work on that a bit. We'll massage these words. Anyway, another thing that just popped into my mind. Rebecca, are you still on the line? Unmute. I wondered if she came up with anything on her idea of taping phone mobile on the telephone.
Somebody's making a lot of noise. What did you ask?
She came up with anything on from the guy she knows, the gentleman she knows that had helped set up a taping system for the telephone line that people could call in and just punch in a number and get a testimony. I thought that was a great idea. I'd like to take that one for you, too.
Oh, yeah. Just call in and then we can get info out to them.
Yeah, anybody can do it quick way or give them a number to call and punch in and listen to. When they don't, you know, don't have, use especially for when you don't have access to the internet, even, and not all of them are, there's not, you know, probably a huge selection yet, even on the internet, here at NECAN anyway, related to our products. So are you excited about the, are you excited about the rhythm coming up this weekend? Have you looked up the pictures of the new products? So you can see what the new comforter looks like and the new socks. Two different styles, the tall top and the sport sock, low cut one, and colored toes and heels, kind of a heather looking color. I don't know if it's gray or tan. I think it's tan.
Technology-wise, what's different of these products versus what the original?
I don't know if they've got a new one in or not, because I didn't read the fine print on it. Did anybody else read the fine print on the socks?
The one thing that I kind of didn't remember having on the old socks was a nano silver material.
I don't remember that either.
Well, silver, I wonder if that's got to do with anything with an antifungal and antiviral bacterial material. You know, yes, I forgot now, it's like silver, something that we take pretty much is like almost like antibiotic but naturally kills the germs.
Colloidal silver.
But this is some different.
And what about the blanket? What's different from the original pillow blanket that we had?
You know, other than style on either one of these, I don't know, so anybody else that knows?
But I noticed on the socks also that they only had medium and large. I wonder how that's going to be with women that's got small feet.
I look at the sizing on the small. It's supposed to be a size 6 up on women's. So,
on the medium?
I mean on the medium, yes.
Okay, well, that's what I thought they might. Because sometimes I think they design their things on the small size. So I was hoping that they would fit.
Well, mine on the small still seemed large for the size that we had previously, and the sizes were not consistent. I know that's one thing they were after and that they seem to have problem with is the consistency of sizing on that particular item. And some of that I know from being around just a little bit, a man that did hosiery, as he called it, industry, and having the machine set was a setting on the machines when they would change even batches of fiber would be caused to knit up differently, and you could have a huge variance in the size of the sock ending up. And so he was always having to adjust his machines for each new batch, like each dye lot of thread that would come in, or yarn that would come in, whichever they call it, threads, they were threading the machines. And so, anyway, that was one of the quality control issues he said he had, because he had bins and bins and bins of reject socks that were just not sized, you know, they were a quarter of an inch bigger or smaller than they were supposed to be for exact sizing. So when you get, you know, when it was that critical, you could see how we could easily get different batch sizing if the factory was not really careful in what they were doing. Hmm. All the challenges of traditional business that we don't have to worry about, we shouldn't have to worry about at all. So I'm glad the company is really working on those control methods with their suppliers. We complain because we don't have it, but then we complain when we get it if it's not what we call.
And I noticed they have the pre-order form to fax in some of the things. Is that something that it's better to do it there than it is at the launch?
Anybody that can get their order in on the launch, there should be some kind of an advantage for doing it. So, be in contact with somebody that's going to be at a launch if you're not going to be there.
All right.
They told us that. I have not been on the host call to know what, you know, details or ideas I can give you beyond that, but I know that that was stated on our call, was to make sure and, you know, collect orders and so forth.
Sure.
Char?
Yes.
This is Loretta?
Yes.
Changing the subject.
Oh,
I have a real nice recipe if I'd like to share, if you'd like to have it.
That sounds wonderful. I got my pen ready and everybody else gets set.
It's really very simple and easy. You take 4 slices of dried pineapple.
4 slices.
Put in your blender. Pour a package of strawberries over it.
Just regular
strawberries without any sweetener in it or anything.
One
package. Let it set all night.
I'm interrupting you. I'm sorry. I was just asking you to repeat this. So 4 slices of dried pineapple in blender, and then 1 package of frozen strawberries.
Right, about 2 cups. And just set that in the blender and let it stay all night and put in the refrigerator. And then in the morning, take it out and blend it up, and you will have the most delicious jam or sauce you've ever tasted.
Now we can just set it outside if it's not too cold to freeze it back up again.
Oh, it would freeze here, but but all you want to do is set it in the refrigerator and let it set all night, and then in the morning whip it up, and it makes a jam. But there's no sugar in it except what's in your pineapple.
Where do you get sliced dried pineapple? Are you using whole?
Anywhere where they've got bulk foods or even packaged dried foods.
Yeah. And you also, I forgot to say, cut up that pineapple and just cut up in chunks just so it's easier for the blender to chop it up.
Right, that sounds reasonable.
Just chop up your pineapple, put it in, put your strawberries over it, let it set all night. The next morning, beat it up. And I just had some. I had some whole wheat waffles, and I put a couple teaspoons of that on the waffles. It was delicious. Or you can, I'm trying to replace, not use any butter at all. So I spread that on my toast. It's really good.
Wow.
The doctor gave me that recipe at the class. I don't know if anybody's ever tried that or not, but it's
no,
good.
But, you know, the sugar content in the pineapple and probably the thickening agent in there and naturally in there would be absolutely fantastic. What popped into my mind was, I wonder what it would taste like with mango in there instead of the pineapple. It would be another one you might try.
Yeah.
I don't know whether it would give the thickness, because pineapple would be different than the mango. Would be different than the mango. But that sounds absolutely wonderful. Let's put a star by that one and play with it.
Quick, you know.
Pardon?
It's so easy and quick to make.
Oh, yes.
Wonderful, handle it.
Makes up at least 2 or 3 cups of sauce.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good batch. What did you ask, Nancy?
If the bullet would handle it.
It could if you were pulsing it, I'm sure.
Get in smaller amounts, probably.
Mm-hmm. Sounds pretty good.
That sounds like a great one.
It's a pretty color, too.
Oh, yes, and it tastes so fresh and so, just has a wonderful...
Probably should refrigerate it.
Yes, and then refrigerate it afterwards, right. Yeah.
No preservatives, no chemicals of any kind in there? That sounds...
It has too many ingredients, though. I don't know. It's so complicated for me. Wow.
Makes it a wonderful.
We've never had anything with just 2 ingredients.
You could, in the health food store, some places you can find the pineapple that's unsweetened, but I've never been able to find it.
Oh,
so that little bit of sugar, when you're not eating any other sugar, I don't think it's going to hurt you a bit.
So it's
now,
like where the dry apricots and dry prunes and dry raisins and all that stuff is, huh?
Right.
Okay.
Right. Any store that has bulk in it, should have the dried, that you can just get the amount that you want.
Okay, I've never bought
Some of it's more chunked than others, but you can, guess at that. Loretta, I have a question for you, because I was telling my friend that had done the other Loma Linda series where they had it had them come into their church 3 times a week, and she said, but we got the cooking classes. Did you have cooking classes also?
Oh, yes, a lot of them.
I told her I thought you had said that. She says, we got to see cooking. I says, no, I think she got a much better deal for the price.
We got a lot of cooking classes. We had our own chef, and he would come in and do demonstrations and do classes. Yeah, it was pretty good.
Okay. Well, that's a great recipe. I'm going to walk over here and turn the other speaker on so Mary Jane can hear what's being said. So hold on just a second here. Oops, I hit the wrong button. Okay, there we go. Anything else anybody wants to share or ask?
I have a question. It's not specifically lifestyle, but just an update on my grandson. I taped the Super Mini on his elbow last Saturday, and I talked to my son earlier in the week, and he said that he told him that it stopped hurting after the magnet was put on, and the itching is much less. So he's the one who broke his elbow over a week ago, 2 weeks ago. So that's good. So we'll just make sure the doctor knows this. Also, my granddaughter is having, I think, 8 teeth extracted on Tuesday. She has a third set of teeth that need to come out, and so I offered to have her come here after the surgery. Anyone have any suggestions besides the power mag?
Put the magnets on her outside of her cheek.
Like a mini, or is that what you mean?
I use just the regular minis.
Okay.
Put 2 of them on.
Rather than...
I never had to take medication, and it was not sore.
Uh-huh. So rather than even the power patch?
I don't know. I didn't use it. I don't know what the power patch would do, but I know the mini show work.
And you just tape them on?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Thanks. So you have...
I would also do... my thought was going to what when you said child. Last
15.
Night we... Pardon?
She's 15.
Okay. We went to CJ's play... the first one, anyway. He's got 4 plays in 3 days that they are doing. This is the high school, grade school, Christmas or fall drama division of the school district here in Corbett. And the performance was just incredible. It was The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, and by C.L. Lewis, and it was done unbelievably well. I've never been to a children's performance that would even begin to compare to this. And he had started to come down with a cough and a cold and a sore throat. And I told his mother, I said, Julia Leatherman told us that her daughter uses 1 lactoferrin a day, and if it's really, really severe, 2. 1 in the morning and 1 at night. And she started that, and oh my goodness, we were bumming and borrowing because all of us were low on lactoferrin for some strange reason around here in our area. And we were passing them around to her. And he came through it, and the hours he has put in and the lack of sleep he's had, and he was off today for 2 more performances. So, guys, don't forget that one when you're dealing with children. It's a replacement for antibiotics if you want to try it when you see it coming on.
How did it work for McKenna?
Same way.
Great.
Just had great results.
So you think that might be something she should take?
Well, I don't know that they need to give it to her on a regular basis. They don't antibiotics, but it certainly, did serve the purpose because... You know, parents will look if you can do a replacement for antibiotics. Not even it's built into the budget for the average person, maybe not as a regular,
But just know that if you've got it there, you know, it would be a little too long to have to order it to get it in for
okay.
that thing, but have it available when you need it.
Yeah, okay. Okay, and I was thinking, I know that I've used jade under my tongue when I've had mouth discomfort. She's the only one of my grandchildren who does not like the taste of jade and really kind of shies away from it, but if I tell her it might feel better with it, she might be amenable to trying some under her tongue.
I know one other thing that's been used, and that was Stephen B. using the joint capsule, breaking it open when he had a tooth problem
mm-hmm.
that was for an abscess, and he said it, or, you know, like an infected tooth or a bad tooth anyway,
mm-hmm.
and he said it just worked miracles.
Wow.
That. So he broke open the capsule and just put it, the capsule in his mouth, just cracked it. Let it set on that area of the mouth. So I don't know, you know, another possibility.
Okay. I'm sure she'll be gorgeous.
Or the Kinko wave. Mary Jane is saying the Kinko wave also. You know, don't forget that different things work differently on different people.
Okay.
So, you know, if she doesn't see, you know, a significant result with what you're doing, just switch technologies.
Sounds good. Thanks so much for everybody's input.
You're welcome.
That Kinko wave is fantastic.
We're all learning that now that they're taking it away, huh?
Taking it away?
So if you need one, you need to get, if you want an extra one so it doesn't wear out, now's the time to pick it up.
Really?
Half price. I think it's still half price, isn't it?
Do they still have them is the question?
Or do they still have them? I don't know that for sure either. But until I hear that they're gone, I haven't heard that anybody say that they were gone, just like the cookware.
Wow. I have real bad shoulders, and I've been having to go to a doctor to have it adjusted. And I used that Kinko wave on it for about 20 minutes, and I didn't notice anything that night or the next day. But the day after that, I could raise my arms, move them, no pain, it's gone.
Wow.
I was impressed. That was the first time I'd ever used it, and I just got a new one.
Okay, now, you put after using it, did you put the power patches on?
No, I just used the wave.
Okay, well, I put the power patches on the places where you can, you know, locate the area where it's generating from.
Really?
For sure, yeah. I've got those on anything at all that I can identify. I shouldn't say I can't wait to get the beginning of a sore throat. I can wait to get the beginning of a sore throat, but the next time that'll be what goes on.
The power patch.
The power patch, yep.
I'm not too familiar with those. Those are new ones, right?
Right, the new little tiny magnets. Wherever you can, and anytime something crops up, you know, this would be the same thing with was this already said on the teeth? Nancy, for your...
Well, Loretta had used the mini, and I said, do you think it would work just as well with the power patch? And she had not used the power patch, so what do you
think? That's right. That's that. That's
use
right.
the power patch?
I would use the power patch. Then that way it'll get left there, you know, easier. It's a little more convenient.
I have a question. Has anyone... She's had problems with her skin as a teenager. Is there any problem with this affecting, you know, allergy-wise... I haven't heard of anybody. In fact, people have said that I'm surprised they haven't after leaving it on for X number of days.
Oh, no, because of the tape that they've used.
Okay.
It's incredible.
Okay.
I have not heard anything at all. In fact, they specifically talked about it being allergy-free.
Good. It'll be a good test for the power patch. Great.
And why they put the particular material in it that they did
mm-hmm.
Was to avoid that, and why they did the replacement disc, because it's FIR also.
Okay.
And the ionic technology built into it.
And it's certainly cheaper than if she loses one of the minis or something.
Oh, definitely. Well, it's so much lighter. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's just a Band-Aid.
Yeah.
You know what the Gauss is of those?
Pardon me?
750.
You know what the Gauss is?
750.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so yeah, you're up there good. The only thing that would be stronger would be the Super Mini, and that's a little heavy to attach. And
yeah, that's what I put on my grandson's arm over the cast. So.
Now, are those reusable?
Oh, yes. They've got a 90-day warranty on it, and even sticking them on with another piece of tape, I did discover if you run out of the replacement Band-Aids that come. There's 10 that comes in the package of 30. So, you know, you're looking at, on the wholesale, somewhere just a little over a dollar a piece, not counting the replacement Band-Aids. You can use the discs, the round double-sided medical discs that Focus on Growth has that you can hold the minis on with, and you can just put that over that and turn it around and peel the other side off and reverse it, and you've got a double-use Band-Aid, but it doesn't have the other technologies in it. That's why I'm saying if you run out of the replacement discs, use one of those double-sided sticky discs that you can use to hold the other magnet.
Oh, the Do you think they'll ever offer just the pads, you know, like the 10 pads that they offer now? Think we'll ever be able to order just a box of those extra pads?
I would think so. That's a good suggestion. Why don't you write it up and send it in?
To whom?
You could address it to multiples, like Ann Bodak, as well as Doug Braun.
You got the email from Doug Braun about the folic acid, right?
No, I didn't, because I haven't been opening the emails the last few days.
But Doug Braun is Doug B. at Nikon. What's Ann?
Just Ann B. Andy.
Bodak.
Yeah, like
Anne.
I think there's an E on the end of that, yes.
Okay.
If you see your name there someplace, you'll...
Yeah, okay.
You'll get it. They're always just their first name and their first the initial of their last name.
Okay.
At Nikan.com.
Thank you.
Well, guys, we need to be winding up here. Oh, we're over 2 minutes. So, last comment for before the weekend. What was Vance's call tomorrow? No call tomorrow, right, because of the rhythm.
Right.
That's right.
John, this is Mary Lou. Can I ask a quick question?
Sure, you can.
Who was speaking about the bad shoulders that they used the Kinko Wave on?
Loretta.
Loretta? Okay, I couldn't distinguish the voice. I'm sorry, Loretta. And what's your phone number? I have two ladies here beside me that are just suffering terribly, and they won't believe a word I say. I need them to talk to you.
207.
207?
474-8822.
Okay, I may call you if I can get them to listen.
Okay, and, I'll be here for a while.
Well, I don't know that I can do it right now, but sometime later in the day, would that be okay to call you?
Sure.
All right, I do thank you.
Thank you.
Guys, have a absolutely wonderful weekend. Do your homework for the rhythm, and... get your information so you can get your order in. So the socks will be coming. The last I heard was the first week of December, so that we will have them in time for Christmas. But the comforter is great. We didn't really say a whole lot about it. It's pictured in the new catalog on the internet as well as in the hard copies, and it looks absolutely fantastic. So I'm very, very anxious for that one. Just a replacement and a new one to have, again, for the holidays and in our arsenal of different products to use that are user-friendly. So make it a wonderful one, and we will talk to you on Monday.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks,